Welcome to Recovery Coast to Coast on 1590 KLIVE and broadcast nationally on the internet in streaming audio at www.recoverycoasttocoast.org. 2 hours of interviews, features, and call-in questions and comments about this one-day-at-a-time adventure in personal recovery, as we share experience, strength, and hope with others so that they may recover from alcohol and other drug and behavioral addictions. And now, Recovery Coast to Coast is on the air. Here's your host, Neil Scott.
And a very pleasant good evening and welcome to Recovery Coast to Coast, the only program in America on the air 5 nights a week, 2 hours a night, dealing exclusively with addiction with a focus on recovery. I'm Neil Scott, and we're going to be here till midnight tonight, as we are every single night, Monday through Friday, carried nationally in streaming audio at recoverycoasttocoast.org. We've got a great show for you tonight. Recovery Coast to Coast takes an up-close and personal look at one of America's great rock and roll legends, Dion DiMucci. Now, Dion burst onto the music scene back in the late 50s with Dion and the Belmonts, and later reached new musical heights as a solo artist, creating music that represented a special time and place. A moment in time when a song could mean so much, and a singer could sum up what it means to be young, in love, and on top of the world. Well, that mastery for Dion began at a very early age on the street corners in the Bronx, New York. In 1957, he brought the best of the neighborhood rockers together to form Dion and the Belmonts, named after Belmont Avenue in the heart of the Bronx. In the 1960s, Dion was at the top of his game, recording hit after hit, including Run Around Sue, The Wanderer, Teenager in Love, Ruby Baby, Drip Drop, and more. But his personal life was descending into the pain and anguish of alcohol and other drugs. He was spiritually bankrupt and eventually hit his bottom. On April 1, 1968, Dion began his recovery from addiction one day at a time, a journey that has followed an incredible path of healing, joy, peace, and love over the past 38 years. And tonight we will talk to Dion about what it was like for him, what happened, and what it's like today, 38 years later, as he releases an exciting new CD of blues songs called Bronx in Blue, which has been critically acclaimed since its release a few months ago. We'll listen to some of the cuts from the new CD, including one that has a direct connection to the struggles of addiction. And we'll also take you back to the late 50s, early 60s, when Dion and the Belmonts were at the top of the music charts. It all began back in 1957, when America's exciting musical landscape was changed forever with a sound that became a colorful part of the fabric of American music, with the release of I Wonder Why.
Don't know why I love you.
Alcoholism is a disease that doesn't care if you're a girl. Alcoholism doesn't even care if you're a teenager. Thankfully, there is help and hope. Sundown M Ranch offers a unique treatment program designed just for female youth. Sundown's a safe place where you can talk to people who care. It's worked for hundreds of young women. It can work for you. Call Sundown M Ranch today at 1-800-324-7444. 1-800-326-7444.
Pink cloud getting on your nerves? The 12-step shop in Seattle has books, coins, CDs, and everything you need to put recovery in perspective. And about that pink cloud, we've got a great 4th step guide we highly recommend. The 12-step shop, 63rd and Finney in Seattle. We'll be waiting for you. Believe me, you'll wind up here eventually.
It is advised that you work steps 1 through 3 with a sponsor before attempting a 4-step. Side effects may include serenity, prosperity, community, and blinding flashes of happiness.
Visit our website at 12stepshop.com. That's T-W-E-L-V-E stepshop.com.
Recovery Coast to Coast is a program feature of the nonprofit Alliance for Recovery. Recovery Coast to Coast is on the air thanks to the generosity of our friends and listeners. Now, if you're enjoying Recovery Coast to Coast and would like to help us to continue to carry the message of hope and the promise of recovery, you can make a tax-deductible contribution to the Alliance for Recovery at P.O. Box 31451, Seattle, Washington 98103. Or you can donate through PayPal at www.recoverycoasttocoast.org. Thank you in advance for your support.
Recovery Coast to Coast is not affiliated with Alcoholics Anonymous, Al-Anon, ACOA, or any other 12-step or similar program. We do attempt to observe the traditions and intent of these organizations, respecting their success and longevity. Recovery Coast to Coast endeavors to protect the personal anonymity of our callers, especially insofar as their involvement in any 12-step program is concerned.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. 'Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so.
And we welcome you to Recovery Coast to Coast, the only program in America on the air 5 nights a week, 2 hours a night. Always talking about addiction, always with a focus on recovery. Tonight, a very special program featuring musical legend Dion DiMucci. His musical career began some 50 years ago in the streets of New York City. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1989 and has just released an incredible CD of blues tunes, including the song that we've been playing here on Recovery Coast to Coast, You Better Watch Yourself. The CD is called Bronx in Blue, and we're going to play some clips from that tonight, and we're going to find out about the man, the music, and his recovery as well. Dion, welcome to Recovery Coast to Coast.
Great to be here. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you. Let's begin, first of all, talking a little bit about your recovery. You've been in recovery now for, since back in April?
Some years. Yeah. April 1st, 1968.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I came in on April Fool's Day. I came into, a spiritually 12-step based program. And I've been clean and sober for 38 years. It's just miraculous.
What was it like for you, Dion, leading up to that spiritual experience?
Hell on earth. Mm. That's what it was. I was irritable, restless, discontent. I was trying to outrun my fears 24 hours a day. I just didn't know how to deal with these kind of feelings, that especially drugs and alcohol, when you're abusing them for many years like I had been, they do a job on your mind, and you just don't know which way's up. You don't know how to handle your emotions, for sure. I always say there's 3 stages to addiction. The first stage is fun. The second stage is fun and some problems. And the third stage is nothing but problems. And that's where I was. I had run out of excuses at the end. I was empty. I was tired. I was blaming everybody for everything. I wasn't a nice person to be around. And I'm talking about people that really loved me were around me and trying to help, but you know, you just it's a bad situation. It's, you're terribly self-centered and you can't hear anything. So that's what I was like.
Was there any specific incident that led to your bottom that caused you to go into those rooms in April?
Well, my father-in-law cornered me. He was in recovery for about 15 years. This is came in the early 50s, straightened out in the early 50s, and when I was at his house and I was alone with him, and he kind of cornered me and put my back to the wall, not preaching to me or anything. I respected this man very much because he had like 75 people working for him. And he was well loved. He was kind of a man's man. So he asked me some questions, and I just wanted to answer him honestly. And he found a crack in the dam that I had, the wall that I was trying to put up to protect myself. It's kind of like when you find a crack, you kind of get the screwdriver in there and move it around, the whole thing falls. And it fell. Mainly because I knew that this guy was on a solid foundation of peace. And he knew something about life that I didn't know. And I had, you must understand, I was at the top of my profession. I had 12 gold records. I made a couple of million dollars in the early 60s when a million was a million. And, here I am, knowing I'm in trouble, but yet, what could you tell me? I must know something. I'm at the top of my profession, And this guy's trying to reach my heart, knocking on my soul like anybody home. And, I'm looking at him, and, he was just reaching out. I knew there was a chance there. There was just a small, moment. And I asked the question, what do I have to do? What must I do? And he said, why don't you come with me tonight? We'll talk to a few guys who found their way out of this. There is a solution. And, I went with him. And I haven't been the same since, because I got together with these guys who had found a way out. And being with them and hearing them laugh, for real, from their insides, from the center of their being, laughing. I hadn't laughed for real for about 2 years. I was living totally on pride the last 2 years of my addiction, just totally on pride. And just hearing them speak about their fears and their loves and their joys and their journey and who they were, I knew I was home. And I knew, they call it the language of the heart. And that's what I heard that night. And I just wanted to be around these men because they were strong. They were men of faith. They were men of courage. They were men of wisdom. I know it now. And they didn't have an agenda where they wanted money or prestige. They didn't have that going on. They were just doing it for the sheer love of being free and knowing a secret that I didn't know. And they were trying to pass it to me because the jail cell that I was in, they told me, opened from the inside. The door opened from the inside. And the key was willingness. And I started to listen. It's amazing what I learned. They gave me the key. And out I came,
Broke my heart, we're apart, think she's smart. I met a girl a month ago, I thought that she would love me so. But in time I realized she had a pair of roving eyes. I remember the nights we dated, always acting sophisticated.
and she always...
Shamrock Outpatient Treatment Center has been serving the Puget Sound area since 1984. Shamrock advocates progressive treatment with a non-judgmental and non-threatening approach. Clients are treated with kindness, with dignity, and with respect. The counselors will interact with the judges, attorneys, and probation officers so the client can focus on treatment. Shamrock also has programs for women and programs for children in the community. Call Shamrock today, 206-789-4784. The Java Zone, Seattle's most popular clean and sober coffee shop, now featuring great lattes, smoothies, chai, tea, Italian sodas, and more. Plus an array of fresh sandwiches made to order. It's a gathering place for people in recovery, where you can listen to music, play pool, or challenge the original Pac-Man. Java Zone, conveniently located at 7811 Aurora North, not far from the Fremont Fellowship. Make the Java Zone your recovery zone. It's open until 8 most nights and until 10 Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll? I don't know. Peace, love, and fireworks. That's a good one. And we're talking about people losing their lives over maybe starting by popping one pill in or shooting something into your body. It's like people need to know the truth and know what they're getting themselves into. Because your mind is worth so much more than this. Me personally, I wanted the truth. You know what I mean? I want to know what's going on. This has been Nate Sally with a message from MAP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey, whoa, hey.
Your wife was very supportive of you in early recovery.
Absolutely. She was praying for me, and she detached. She wouldn't argue with me. She wouldn't, you know. She had kind of a mantra. I would try to engage her into an argument. You know, I would kind of antagonize, you know, I would throw something out there, you know, you never, or you always, or, you know, try to get her into it. And she used to walk up to me and she said, "Dion, I've been trying to help you for 5 years. I love you dearly. But I found out I don't have the answer. But thank God, there are people who know the solution and found a way out. And you should seek them out. Excuse me, I have to get a glass of water for the baby." And she'd walk away. And I'd run after her and say, "But why did you?" And I'd try to get her in, and she'd turn around and repackage the same thing. "I've been trying to help you. I don't have the answers. Thank God there's a way out. There are people who know. I've met them. You should seek them out. Excuse me, I got to get the orange juice." And she'd turn around. Three things, and she kept repackaging it.
Mm.
And it's hard to argue alone. It was scary because, you know, I wasn't connected anymore. So I had, you know, she put the ball in my hand, and she did me a tremendous, tremendous valuable favor by doing that, by, you know, letting go and letting me experience my own desperation.
We're going to take some emails that have come in. We had one from Jennifer down in Phoenix. Jennifer wants to know, how difficult was early recovery for you, the first 90 days?
The first 90 days for me, I must say, I was truly blessed. I had one of those, God touch me, you know. My sponsor kept telling me, if you find God, he'll solve your problem. You can't solve your problem. You are the problem. So, you know, I saw this man on his knees. I was in his house, and the door was open to his bedroom, and I seen him on his knees praying. And it impacted, it just made an impact on my soul. You know, I said, if a strong guy like this, a guy I respect like this, could. So that night I said a prayer, and I said, God, if you're real, you know, I'm having a lot of trouble here. Could you help me? And, you know, if you're real, I want to know you. I want to know the truth. I'm open. I was touched in some way because I got off my knees. You know, he told me, ask and you'll receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open, and I did, and here I am. But what happened for me is I was kind of surrounded with in a bubble of grace. So the first 90 days were very liberating to me. I felt free, and I knew I was home, and I knew I was listening. I wanted to keep it. I didn't take it for granted, but I was kind of hurled into a hurled up on, you know, that pink cloud. Yet, I like I said, I didn't take it for granted. I wanted and you know, I got to tell you, Neil, and whoever wrote that email, that for some reason I was enabled to get a spiritual director in my life. I was enabled to, like, by the grace of God. In other words, I didn't choose it. God gave me the grace to ask somebody for help. And I started listening to this man who's been in recovery a long time. And, you know, they call them sponsors or spiritual directors or mentors. Well, I found one, and I listened, and I asked questions. And I have to say that I didn't do that. When I look back on it, I didn't do that because I was smart. I think God enabled me. He gave me the grace to ask someone to be a sponsor, to be my spiritual director, to help me. And he enabled me to do that because it wasn't me. Because I thought I knew everything. But I think grace was a big part of it.
Visiting with musical legend Dion DiMucci, the brand new CD is called Bronx in Blue. Another email, this one from Frank in Los Angeles. What role has recovery played, Dion, in your music, especially creatively?
Well, it's played a real big part because I found out that, you know, like this Bronx in Blue album, I would define the blues as the naked cry of the human heart apart from God. Mm. Everybody is longing to be in union with God or to be home or to have a home or to feel safe, to be at peace, to be at rest, however you choose to define that. But when you know, God is a pretty creative God. I mean, if you look at the sunsets at night, there's not one of them are ever the same. I mean, every night there's a new sun. So God is, you know, he's the creator. So here I was worshiping creation for a long time, musicians and artists and television or whoever, whatever I was kept at the center of my life. When I put God there, I found out that, yeah, helps with the creativity. Absolutely, that's where it comes from. So it's great to be in recovery, and I think I'm not going to mention names, but I could talk about a long list of people who came into recovery and totally just really embraced their creativity, their gift at its best, because they weren't in bondage, you know. Because the people who are unfortunately don't get in recovery, it kills them. You know, eventually it snuffs the creativity out, you know, so it, you know.
Jackie in Chicago writes, wants to know, why the blues CD now? What was the impetus to record again?
Well, you know, these songs, I grew up to all these songs. A lot of my friends think I grew up to rock and roll. I didn't. I grew up to listening to Hank Williams and Jimmy Reed and Howlin' Wolf, and these are songs that have always been in my head, in my heart, in my guitar for like the last, you know, ever since I was a teenager. And over the years, my friends, like, you know, when I get with Van Morrison, did you ever record that blues thing yet, that stuff you sing here, you know? They always want to know, like, Little Steven was in my band in the early 70s, and he was always in. He said, why don't you do an album of what you do in the dressing room? Or even my wife should say, you sing that blues better than so-and-so or so-and-so on you. So I finally did it. And you want to know, I'm good at it. It comes very natural.
Roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head. I need a mop. I cry so hard, teardrops on my face. Dribbity drop, yeah. She packed up her bags and she moved out on a midnight train. She got no brain. See me to give me a tip, tip, tip. I said, now listen here, friend. I tell you, I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business? Shut your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said, the roof is leaking. Rain falling on my head.
The Java Zone, Seattle's most popular clean and sober coffee shop, now featuring great lattes, smoothies, chai tea, Italian sodas, and more. Plus an array of fresh sandwiches made to order. It's a gathering place for people in recovery, where you can listen to music, play pool, or challenge the original Pac-Man. Java Zone conveniently located at 7811 Aurora North, not far from the Fremont Fellowship. Make the Java Zone your recovery zone. It's open until 8 most nights and until 10 Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
I'm a hypocrite. No, I'm not a vegetarian that wears leather shoes. You see, I used to smoke pot, and when I found pot in my kid's room, I confronted him about it. It would have been easier to look the other way and not feel like a hypocrite. But I'm his dad, and he's not allowed to smoke pot, period. It might be hard, but to help your kid with their problem, first you have to get over yours.
Action. The anti-drug.
Hypocritical? Yeah, that's me.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800, sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Fargo, North Dakota, do you find yourself living Rick Nelson's garden party where it's hard to play the new stuff like this CD when most people want to hear the early hits?
Yeah, there is there's a bit of that, a lot of it. I got to say, I got a good band, and I, to be honest with you, I like doing the hits. I like doing Ruby Baby and The Wanderer. It's still a lot of fun, I got to say. But, yes, it's hard to bring a lot of new stuff into the I don't know if it's because I come out of the 50s or, but I think every age is like that. If I go see Chuck Berry, I want to hear Johnny B. Goode, you know?
Mm-hmm. Marianne at Shreveport, you have strong religious beliefs. Are you still recording Christian music?
Well, I still, yeah, in a way. It's not, to me, it's not either or. I do love gospel music, Christian music, as you say. It's very uplifting. you know, and I still write a lot, you know, and do a lot of church work, you know, and sing at the church, you know. Sometimes for the priests, you know, they when they have their anniversaries, they've been 50 years in the priesthood, and they'll say, Dion, I like that song or this song. Would you do it at my celebration? And I, you know, I'm always doing something. And you know, it's great to for ministry too. If you go into a certain setting to do a lot of gospel songs, it's very uplifting and very enjoyable and potent.
Email from Jerry down in Portland. Any plans on touring with the CD? Any gigs on the West Coast? And any upcoming gigs that are blues only?
We're looking into that right now because I'm with Razor and Ty, and they wanted me to do a few showcase, some shows, just, you know, acoustically with the guitar to, you know, to kick jump the album.
We'll get back to some of the emails a little bit later on in the interview, but I want to talk a little bit about the CD and about some of the individual songs on there, Dion. And we're visiting with Dion, a musical legend, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, and a brand new CD called Bronx in Blue, the song that we have been featuring on Recovery Coast to Coast. You better watch yourself. It's an old Lightning Hopkins song. Why that song? Where did that one come from?
I actually recorded that song in on an album that I did Abraham, Otten, and John, I think back in 1968. I recorded it back then also, but I've been listening to that song a long time. And when I recorded it this time, it was just, you know, shooting from the hip. You know, I kind of wrote verses while I was singing it, so there's a... It's just a very spontaneous thing, and you could hear that it's spontaneous. I threw some, I was rhyming as I went, you know.
Better
it's
take
a
it
great
one.
Song. It's an old Lightning Hopkins song.
Yeah, better take it one day at a time, Sonny Boy.
You better stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. Stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. Everybody going out, everybody going out enjoying. You better stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. You better stop drinking that gin, Sonny Boy. You better stop. Sonny Boy, oh, you're gonna mess up your mind. Yeah, you'll find by and by. You better stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. Can't you hear your mama calling you? Can't you hear your mama calling you? You're gonna mess up your happy home. You're gonna wind up all alone. Sonny Boy, stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. Sonny Boy, you better stop using those drugs, Sonny Boy. Hey, if you don't stop popping those pills, you're gonna bring on those evil chills. You better stop drinking that wine, Sonny Boy. You better stop drinking that gin, Sonny Boy. Stop drinking that gin, Sonny Boy. You think you're on the top, but you don't know when to stop. You better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. Hey. Drink some hot green tea, sonny boy. Why don't you drink some hot green tea, sonny boy? Oh, it'll be better for you, better for your sweet Sue. Hey, you better stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. You better take it one day at a time. Take it one day at a time. Oh, that wine, sonny boy.
Pink Cloud, getting on your nerves? The 12-Step Shop in Seattle has books, coins, CDs, and everything you need to put recovery in perspective. And about that Pink Cloud, we've got a great 4th step guide we highly recommend. The 12-Step Shop, 63rd and Finney in Seattle. We'll be waiting for you. Believe me, you'll wind up here eventually.
It is advised that you work steps 1 through 3 with a sponsor before attempting a 4-step. Side effects may include serenity, prosperity, community, and blinding flashes of happiness.
Visit our website at 12stepshop.com. That's TWELVESTEPSHOP.com.
Is someone else's drinking affecting your life? Does it make you feel angry?
Don't yell at me because you're mad at your mom. She's the drunk, not me.
Does it make you feel sorry for yourself?
Hey, Tanya's drinking again. Maybe next time.
Or does it even make you feel frightened?
Does Daddy have to drink so much?
No matter how you feel, we can help. We're Al-Anon Family Groups, and we know what it's like. Just call 1-888-4-ALANA. To help them, you have to help yourself first.
Recovery Coast to Coast is a program feature of the nonprofit Alliance for Recovery. Recovery Coast to Coast is on the air thanks to the generosity of our friends and listeners. Now, if you're enjoying Recovery Coast to Coast and would like to help us to continue to carry the message of hope and the promise of recovery, you can make a tax-deductible contribution to the Alliance for Recovery at P.O. Box 31451, Seattle, Washington 98103. Or you can donate through PayPal at www.recoverycoasttocoast.org. Thank you in advance for your support.
The CD opens, Dion, with Walkin' Blues. Most people associate that with Robert Johnson, but it was actually a song that was done by Eddie Sunhouse many, many years ago.
It goes way back, yeah. I heard that song maybe 1960, 61. A lot of people associate it, I don't know, with, you know, bands in the 60s, like Paul Butterfield. Or mm-hmm. But I was listening to that thing a long time ago. Yeah. I was listening to Robert Johnson back then in 1961 because I was the first rock and roll artist signed to Columbia Records, and John Hammond was up at Columbia, who signed Dylan right after I came in, and Springsteen, and he would bring me in the office and play me stuff by Leroy Carr and Furry Lewis and Lightning Hopkins, and certainly he had put that album out, King of the Delta Blues, the Robert Johnson album, back then, and he told me it sold 25,000 albums by word of mouth. And when he played it for me, I knew I was listening to a treasure. You have to have the gene or something to hear that kind of stuff. It's It's an acquired taste, but I was born with it. You know, I knew. I was, even though I was selling millions of records, I knew what he was saying, that this was a treasure. By word of mouth, it sold 25,000. I knew what he was talking about.
I woke up this morning looking round for my shoes. Some telling me, child, I got to go walking blues. I woke up this morning looking round for my shoes, child. Yeah, something telling me, little girl, I got to go walking blues. You know it. Foot run to the ocean, ocean, through unto the sea. If I don't find my baby, come bury me. Foot run to the ocean, ocean, do run to the sea. Yeah, and if I don't find my baby, oh, little girl, come bury me. You know, and I'm leaving this morning if I have to ride the blind, but I've been mistreated, don't mind dying. Leaving this morning if I have to ride the blind. Oh, I've been mistreated, I don't mind dying. Tell me that the worry blues ain't there, but they're the worst old feeling I most ever have. Some people tell me that the worry blues ain't there. Oh, but they're the worst old feeling ever, most ever have. I said the Jack of Diamond, he told her, Queen of Spades, I said, down, stop down, baby, stop your cheating ways. And Jackie Diamond, he told the Queen of Spades. He said, drop down, baby, little girl, stop your cheating ways. You know I woke up this morning looking round for my shoes. I'm walking, I got that old walking blues. Yeah, walking, yeah. I hope you never do. Those old walking blues. I said I'm walking, I got that old walking blues.
One voice. It can get the point across, but it only carries so far. Add a voice. It's richer, louder, but that has limits too. Add a third voice. It's even more powerful. Add another, and another, and many, many more, and we are stronger than ever. That's the power of a community coalition. They help community groups. Faith groups, civic organizations, PTAs, employers, and many others in your community organize their resources and focus them where they're needed most, like fighting to keep kids away from drugs. Ask a group that you belong to if they should belong to a community coalition. It's easy to get involved. Visit helpyourcommunity.org and they'll tell you exactly how your group can help. That's helpyourcommunity.org, because you get more
when we get together.
Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Teenage alcoholism. It sounds scary to a dad, especially if you believe your son or daughter has the problem. Chemical dependency is a serious problem, but there is hope and help if you call Sundown M Ranch. Sundown has a treatment program designed especially for young people. Teen alcoholism and drug addiction can be treated successfully. At Sundown M Ranch, it happens every day. Call 457-0990, 457-0990.
The Java Zone, Seattle's most popular clean and sober coffee shop, now featuring great lattes, smoothies, chai, tea, Italian sodas, and more. Plus an array of fresh sandwiches made to order. It's a gathering place for people in recovery, where you can listen to music, play pool, or challenge the original Pac-Man. Java Zone conveniently located at 7811 Aurora North, not far from the Fremont Fellowship. Make the Java Zone your recovery zone. It's open until 8 most nights and until 10 Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Recovery Coast to Coast is a program feature of the nonprofit Alliance for Recovery. Recovery Coast to Coast is on the air thanks to the generosity of our friends and listeners. Now, if you're enjoying Recovery Coast to Coast and would like to help us to continue to carry the message of hope and the promise of recovery, you can make a tax-deductible contribution to the Alliance for Recovery at P.O. Box 31451, Seattle, Washington 98103. Or you can donate through PayPal at www.recoverycoasttocoast.org. Thank you in advance for your support.
Hey, I left my home down on the road route. Told my pa's going stepping out and get the honky tonk blues. Get a honky tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I got the honky-tonk blues. Hey, I went to a dance and I wound my shoes. I woke up this morning wishing I could lose to jump the honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Well, Lord, I got these honky-tonk blues. Got that blues, oh baby. Hey, I stopped them to every place in town. A city life is really got me down. I got the honky tonk blues. Whoa, the honky tonk blues. Well, Lord, I got these honky tonk blues. I wanna tuck my worries underneath my arm, scat right back to my papa's farm and lead his honky tonk blues. Yeah, the honky tonk. Oh, Lord, I got these honky-tonk blues. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Oh, na, 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 na. Hey, honky-tonk blues. Honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Well, Lord, I got that. I got the honky-tonk blues. Honky-tonk blues.
The track You're the One is an old song written by one of my favorites, Jimmy Rogers.
Well, you want to know, Jimmy Rogers played in Muddy Waters Band. There's three Jimmy Rogers. But this guy, when I was a kid and in the early 50s, I heard, "You're the one who really gives me a buzz. I didn't think I could last much longer, but it shows you just how wrong I was." I went out of my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about a young teenager in the 50s, and I hear a line like that. I said, you know, that threw me on the road right away. I was, like, enthralled by that kind of rhyming, that somebody could rhyme buzz with was. I thought that was brilliant.
You're the one really gave me a buzz. You're the one really gave me a buzz. I didn't think I could last much longer, but then it shows you just how wrong I was. Last much longer, but then it shows you just how hard I fell. You my all-day study, baby. You my midnight dream. You know I love you, baby, better than anyone I've ever seen. You're the one really rang my bell. I didn't think I could last much longer, but shows you just how hard I feel. Get the latest news. How they make me feel so bad, like they played the lonesome blues. You're the one really give me a buzz. I didn't think I could last much longer, but then it shows you just how wrong I was. Study, baby, you're my midnight dream. You know I love you, baby, better than anyone I've ever seen. You're the one really gave me a buzz. I didn't think I could last much longer, but it shows you just how wrong I was.
And Recovery Coast to Coast continues as we talk tonight with Dion DiMucci, who's got that brand new CD. And when you look back at the career of Dion DiMucci, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1989, wow, what a career. Tonight we're visiting with Dion. He's talking about not only the old music, but the new music as well. The new CD is called Bronx in Blue by Dion. It's got some great, great cuts on it. Walking Blues, You're the One, I Let My Baby Do That, Who Do You Love, Built for Comfort, Crossroads, Traveling Riverside Blues, You Better Watch Yourself, which I absolutely love, How Many More Years, Terraplane Blues, Honky Tonk Blues, Baby What You Want Me to Do, Statesboro Blues, and If You Want to Rock and Roll. It's a brand new CD. It's available at his website, by the way, which is www.diondemucci.com. We have another full hour coming up. We're going to talk a lot about Dion's recovery, a lot about the songs that he chose for this CD as well. 50 years ago, he started out on the streets of New York City. There he is, 38 years in recovery, joining us tonight on Recovery Coast to Coast. We're going to take a short time out. We will come back with more of Dion and you when we continue.
Welcome to Recovery Coast to Coast on 1590 KLIVE and broadcast nationally on the internet in streaming audio at www.recoverycoasttocoast.org. 2 hours of interviews, features, and call-in questions and comments about this one day at a time adventure in personal recovery. as we share experience, strength, and hope with others so that they may recover from alcohol and other drug and behavioral addictions. And now, Recovery Coast to Coast is on the air. Here's your host, Neil Scott.
And we welcome you back to Recovery Coast to Coast, the only program in America on the air 5 nights a week, 2 hours a night, talking about addiction with a focus on recovery. I'm Neil Scott. We're here till midnight tonight, and we're here every night, Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight, Pacific time. Nice to have you with us tonight. In hour number two tonight, we continue our visit with Dion DiMucci. 50 years ago, he began his musical career on the streets of the Bronx in New York. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989 and has just released an awesome new CD of blues songs called Bronx in Blue, which, by the way, you can find at his website, www.DionDiMucci.com. The CD features songs by such great blues legends as Robert Johnson, Willie Dixon, Jimmy Reed, and more, plus a couple of original songs as well. The CD is called Bronx in Blue.
Now that I love a girl and the ruby is her name, hear me talking, this girl don't love me, but I love her just the same.
Two songs on the CD are originals, I Let My Baby Do That, and If You Want to Rock and Roll. Talk about writing those and what was behind that.
Well, If You Want to Rock and Roll is just a culmination of just, basically it kind of caps the album off by saying, you know, this is country and blues put together. This is, that's what we called rock and roll in the 50s, you know. And it kind of solidifies that at the end. But I like that song. It just kind of, it's just a lot of fun. Again, very inspired. I was making up verses as I went along. Some of them.
Baby, where do you think I am? Hey, looky here, looky there. Where do you think I am? Well, if you wanna rock and roll, baby, don't you know I can? I'm going near, gone far, way up high and down below. I'm going near, gone far, way up high and down below. Well, if you wanna rock and roll, baby, won't you let me know? Long. I'm a rhythm king, baby. Little girl, I can groove all night long. And if you wanna rock and roll, I sure won't do you wrong. I say, Jackie told her cousin, mama told her brother too. The woman got a mind, she knows exactly what you're gonna do. Drive down, baby. Your daddy see. Yeah, you wanna rock and roll, baby. Little girl, I can set you free. Get downtown, baby. Come on, have your fun. Get downtown, little girl. Won't you have your fun? Well, if you wanna rock and roll, baby, I can get it done. Yeah, come on, baby. Dong, yeah, go from east to west. puppy dog, puppy dog, girl from east to west. Well, if you wanna rock and roll, don't you know that I'm the best? Oh, baby, keep it steady, keep it steady.
We will be back with more of Dion DiMucci as the program continues. It is Recovery Coast to Coast as we do an in-depth look at Bronx in Blue, the brand new CD by legendary rock and roll musical star Dion DiMucci, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and a musician in recovery.
Maybe you're close to a woman who is dependent on drugs or alcohol. Each time you see her, you think, she needs help, but what can I do? Call Sundown M Ranch. Sundown has helped women recover from alcoholism for over 35 years. At Sundown, women teach women the everyday skills they need to achieve freedom from addiction. If you know someone who needs help and hope, call 1-800-326-7444. 1-800-326-7444. Sundown M Ranch.
Pink Cloud getting on your nerves? The 12-step shop in Seattle has books, coins, CDs, and everything you need to put recovery in perspective. And about that Pink Cloud, we've got a great fourth-step guide we highly recommend. The 12-Step Shop, 63rd and Finney in Seattle. We'll be waiting for you. Believe me, you'll wind up here eventually.
It is advised that you work steps 1 through 3 with a sponsor before attempting a 4-step. Side effects may include serenity, prosperity, community, and blinding flashes of happiness.
Visit our website at 12stepshop.com. That's T-W-E-L-V-E stepshop.com.
Recovery Coast to Coast is a program feature of the nonprofit Alliance for Recovery. Recovery Coast to Coast is on the air thanks to the generosity of our friends and listeners. Now, if you're enjoying Recovery Coast to Coast and would like to help us to continue to carry the message of hope and the promise of recovery, you can make a tax-deductible contribution to the Alliance for Recovery at P.O. Box 31451, Seattle, Washington 98103. Or you can donate through PayPal at www.recoverycoasttocoast.org. Thank you in advance for your support.
It seems we stood and talked like this before we looked at each other.
Johnson and Crossroads is a great track on the CD, 1936 tune by Robert Johnson. Talk about his influence on your music and your style.
Well, Robert Johnson, like I said, you know, I think my music is black music filtered through an Italian neighborhood. It comes out with an attitude. And certainly, I digested a lot of Robert Johnson's stuff. It's brilliant. A lot of people have recorded the song Crossroads, but I kind of fleshed out the spiritual angle of it. If you listen to it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I went down in the crossroads. Fell down on my knees. I went down in the crossroads. Fell down on my knees. Yeah, Lord above, have mercy. Save me if you please. And I'm standing at the crossroads. Lord, I'm trying to everybody passed me by. Oh, there's only one thing, baby, made me want to drink. It depends on how you treat me, mama. I'll begin to think, oh, baby, my life don't feel the same. You know, you break my heart, baby, you call Mr. So-and-so's name. Well, sweet Jesus, in the story I've been told, anybody asks, Lord have mercy, you come and save my soul. You can rob, you can rob me, right, little girl. Crossroads, baby, and I do believe I'm singing down. I went to the crossroad, mama. I look east and I look west. I went down to the crossroads, and I look most east and west. Thought I didn't have no sweet woman in my distress. Oh, run, 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 run. The sun gonna catch me here. You can run. I know that sun gonna catch me here. I haven't no sluts with loving.
Teenage alcoholism. It sounds scary to a dad, especially if you believe your son or daughter has the problem. Chemical dependency is a serious problem, but there is hope and help if you call Sundown M Ranch. Sundown has a treatment program designed especially for young people. Teen alcoholism and drug addiction can be treated successfully. At Sundown M Ranch, it happens every day. Call 457-0990, 457-0990.
You can have 20 million people around you all the time. When you don't have love for yourself, you're lonely.
Mary J. Blige, recording artist.
Drugs used to make me feel no pain at all. Once the feeling is gone, you're back to feeling like you're nobody. Love starts from inside you. I just accepted who I was. I accepted Mary. That fills the loneliness. When you really love you, it's a way of healing.
A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Shamrock Outpatient Treatment Center has been serving the Puget Sound area since 1984. Shamrock advocates progressive treatment with a non-judgmental and non-threatening approach. Clients are treated with kindness, with dignity, and with respect. The counselors will interact with the judges, attorneys, and probation officers so the client can focus on treatment. Shamrock also has programs for women and programs for children in the community. Call Shamrock today, 206-789-4784.
Have your fun.
What You Want Me to Do, an old song by Jimmy Reed. Now, Jimmy had some problems with alcohol in his career, which was painfully cut short.
If I didn't hear him, I doubt if I'd be in this business. He's sort of like, you know, when I heard him, my life changed. He's just incredible. A lot of those guys never knew about recovery. Maybe they were never introduced to it. Maybe never wanted. I don't know. I didn't know them personally. But, thank God, I've been blessed with somebody reached out to me. Thank God for that.
You got me running. Got me hiding. Got me running, I'm running anywhere you wanna let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby, what you wanna let it roll. I'm going up, going down. Going up, down, down, up, anywhere you wanna let it roll. Yeah, yeah. Got me doing what you want me, anywhere you wanna let it roll. Let it roll, baby. Yeah, baby. Little girl, little girl.